You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's Desiree. Desiree, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got going on today? Anything fun and exciting?
Just work.
So that's a no?
Yeah. Well, we'll decide whether that's exciting or not. What do you do?
I'm a bookkeeper.
So that's a no.
I think that's exciting.
That's a no. Hard no.
You can fudge the numbers, Jeremy.
No, don't do that, Desiree. Don't do
that. Desiree definitely knows how to fudge the numbers, don't you?
I do not.
Good answer. Good answer.
I didn't say you do. I say you know how to.
No, I don't.
Good answer. Good answer.
What bookkeeper are you?
What's the industry you're doing bookkeeping for?
I do a used car lot, but I also do tax prep on the side, too.
Oh, okay. That's a good
Wait
time
a
of year for that.
You're doing a used car lot, and you're telling me that everything is above board?
They never manipulate the numbers.
Actually, I go pretty by the book.
Well, good. That's
pretty much.
Because you know why?
Book.
You don't want to end up in jail. That's why.
Exactly.
She doesn't.
Yeah. Dom, stop encouraging her to lose her job and go to jail.
I wasn't encouraging her to do it. I was asking her if she would know how to do it. And she says no. So I'm thinking I need a better bookkeeper. I need one who at least knows how to do that.
Why? Just in a pinch? You need some numbers manipulated?
In a pinch.
In a pinch.
I think Desiree knows how. She's just too nice.
Look, Desiree, I need to make like 50 grand disappear. Can you help me out?
See?
I'm in a pickle.
This person gave me $3,000 for this old used Honda Civic. I need you to show that they only gave me $1,200, okay?
You got that?
No.
Do that. The other $1,800, Desiree. I'll keep $1,200. You keep $600.
You are encouraging bad behavior at this point.
Right.
I'm against it.
All right. Are you sorry you called now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Yeah, people call for rattle off. They have to be of strong spirit. Would you agree, Jer?
Yeah. Got to have some thick skin, I think. Strong
thick
spirit.
Thick skin,
yeah.
Strong spirit. Yeah. Be able to dish it out as much as they can take it. You bet. All right, we're going to play rattle off with you, Desiree. For everyone who's on hold, even if she gets it, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. She may or may not get it. We're going to give you a category. Desiree, you'll have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples, okay?
Okay.
All right, 10 seconds. We want 5 different brands of gum. Mm. Brands of chewing gum. Ready? And go!
Double Bubble, Wrigley's, Double Mint, Extra, Trident.
Trident!
Goodness, you're a
winner! I think that's right. Good job. Mm-hmm.
Double Bubble, you bet. Wrigley's.
Trident's
Double Mint,
the
which
worst.
Which is made by Wrigley's, but you know, it doesn't matter. We're just looking for different brands.
You got it.
Right?
Right?
Hey, I'm a gum person, and my kids are always bugging me for gum.
Same. I had to put the kibosh on buying gum in our house because we were going through it so fast. I was like, no more gum. And gum's so expensive fun. Now.
I don't think I've chewed a piece of gum in 15 years.
Oh, my God. My wife is an impulse buyer with the gum at the checkout. It's like, well, I'll get 4 of these.
Huh.
It's like, no more. Stop buying gum.
I've never in my life been a gum person, except for the bubble gum as a kid.
Yeah, man, we go through it.
You know, literally after school every day, my kids are, Mom, can we have a piece of gum?
You're like, no.
That's the treat, huh? Huh.
Yeah.
So what's the brand? What's your go-to brand?
My go-to brand is Extra.
That's a good brand.
They like just regular bubble gum, like the Double Bubble.
Yeah, back in the day, it was always Big League Chew that I dug into. It was like the strips of it. It had the baseball player on the front of the package. Yeah.
You bet.
Yum.
And then there's those flat little squares that used to come with baseball cards that was the worst sawdusty bubble gum, and yet we threw every bit of it into our mouths.
Yeah,
man.
Chip a tooth on that.
Desiree, you could not be more charming. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
See you later.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. And look at this.
Everybody
stayed on the line.
Thank
so
you.
So we get to talk to everybody, I hope. Hi, we have 2 Sarahs. Here's the first one. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you a gum chewer?
I'm not. I literally could only think of Double Bubble, so I'm glad.
Remember that fruit stripe gum where the flavor lasted about 45 seconds?
If that.
Or the one, there was that also the one with the little tattoos?
I don't know. The zebra.
It had a zebra mascot. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
And the gum was actually striped.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was bazooka gum.
It's a good one. Solid.
Oh, yeah.
They had, the bazooka came with little comics inside.
Yeah.
That's right. Man, I wouldn't gotten, I wouldn't have got that at all. No way.
No?
Well. Oh, well.
Well, you don't have to worry about it because it's just, it's over and done. And now we're just chit-chatting.
What do you do for a living?
Yes. I scoop dog poop.
Oh, have we talked to you before?
You did, yes. I've tried to call a couple times since then, and I'm so bad at this game.
Isn't that funny that that's how we know you, is the pooper
Sarah
scooper?
The dog poop scooper.
Yeah, that's the epitome of my life.
I thought you sounded familiar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I thought also there was a little bit of a little scent coming
through
the
phone, I could smell it, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, that wouldn't be surprising. Well, not this time of year. Everything's frozen. So.
I know. So some of the snow is melting in my backyard, and it has completely, you know, like started to pull back from the grass, and there's like 40 piles of dog poop
it's
out there.
Revealing
and
you're like, oh my god. Archaeological digs. Or
yeah, and you go out and you try to scoop it, and it's like stuck to the ground or it smears, and you're like, we got to get rid of this dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you.
Or you could call us.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you for doing what you do.
Dog.
Yeah, thank you. What was your rates again? I don't remember. Is it per pile?
One dog. No, it's per dog. So
one dog.
One dog,
bucks
1 week.
$16 a week.
Oh, $16 a week.
$64 a month, Jer. That's roughly $750 a year. Yep.
Sure is.
Yep, it's true, but you don't got to get rid of your dog, so.
No, we're not getting rid of the dog, but I'd rather bank that money. Sorry, I love you to pieces, Sarah, but.
Hey, that's all right.
Well, you got other customers.
Like Jeremy, there are other people
who want
the service.
That's right.
So.
You're helping a lot of people.
Great. I love it. Yeah, it's a good job. I enjoy it. And I enjoy your guys' show, so thanks for the opportunity. It's fun to listen to you guys in the morning.
Well, we appreciate you calling.
It's fun talking to you. You know, and I was just scooping this morning because I have a cat, and I was scooping the litter box
this morning. Can you get into the cat business too, Sarah?
Yeah, we used to do litter boxes, but it was more inconvenient, so I just kind of
has to be home probably, and you got to go in. And hey,
yeah,
I don't know if I asked you this before. If so, I'm sorry, but what do you do with all the poop when you're done with it? Where does it go?
So there is a company that can compost it, but we currently it goes to the landfill. So I wish there was a better way, but that's kind of
yeah, but that's biodegradable.
Right,
I mean, that's. Fine. It'll
yeah, eventually.
In, I guess.
Right, they're putting in double, triple plastic bags, but.
Yeah, well, they do have these biodegradable trash bags, so we're looking into getting those, so that way it breaks down quicker.
That would be good. So yeah, because it'll just go
just
back
to
dirt.
Have to raise your prices a little bit, though, to cover that, I would think.
You know, I don't think so. I think we could just absorb it, and it's better for the environment, so. Something I'm really looking
I would
to
just
do.
Bring it home and put it in my neighbor's trash if I were you.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah, we love talking to you. I hope you call again and actually get to play the game next time, okay?
You know, I'll try. I'll keep failing, but I'll just keep calling.
Nah, keep trying. It was nice talking to you again.
Nice to talk to you guys. Have a good day.
Happy scooping.
You too. That was Sarah number one. Here is Sarah number two. Get it, number two.
Awesome. Good morning. I pick up my own dog poop, nobody else's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. What kind of dog do you have?
I have three. I have an Australian Shepherd mix, and then I have two little terriers. So three dogs. It's obnoxious.
That's a lot of poopy. Yeah.
Obnoxious. It is. It's obnoxious for your neighbors, I'm sure. All that yipping and yapping all the time, right?
They stay in the house. They're pretty good. But yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. What do you do?
One was an accident.
Hold on. What?
So, my sister was looking for a puppy, and so, she said, I would like to get a girl dog. So I found some puppies at the vet, and they were homeless, and I said, I need a girl puppy, and I sent her all these pictures, and she said, that's the cutest puppy ever, I can't wait. So I took that to mean, I'm going to totally take this puppy. I get the puppy, I get the crate, I get everything.
Oh.
And then she's like, dude, I can't have a puppy. I have to work. I'm like, what? The kids have seen the puppy. Like, I can't return.
No, no.
What kind of jerk returns
the
puppy? The
kids have seen the puppy.
Oh, my God.
Now, like, 2 days with the puppy. So you can't.
You can't get rid of it at that point. Yeah.
Is that, like, the sweetest one? Did that turn out to be, like, the sweetest one of the three?
Is it your favorite?
It's my favorite. It is.
See?
I okay. love it so much.
What's that dog's name?
Peanut.
Little Peanut.
Peanut, the unwanted little puppy.
She's sitting on my lap right now to go to the office.
Oh, I'm sure your coworkers love that.
Yeah.
They do. They do.
At least that's what they tell you.
Yeah. No, they do. They crawl around on the
floor. Oh, I'm sure they love it. We had a dog come in here. Somebody brought their dog in. I don't know. It was like a year ago or whatever. And it was Andy. Remember Andy, Dom? Andy brought his dog in, and that dog ran right over and pooped on this little stage that we have here at the radio station.
It's a performance stage where the artists play.
Just pooped right on it.
And I had to call Andy and say, your dog just crapped on the stage, Andy.
Yeah. Get Sarah on the line. Sarah number one.
Sarah one. Oh, gracious. What do you do for a living, Sarah? I'm sorry.
I do HR and finance for a software company. I'm moving into finance, so I'm slowly transitioning my HR duties. But for now, I'm kind of have a foot in each camp. So.
Well, that's good. It's very well-rounded.
Yeah, multifaceted.
I'm excited to listen to you guys again. We've been at home, working from home for so long that I haven't been in the car.
They're sending you back to the office, huh?
Just a couple days a week, which is nice. It's a good change of scenery, and you get to see people. It's nice.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, you know, you can listen to us at home, too. Just tell your Alexa device, hey, Alexa, listen to Mix 100 Denver.
Oh, see, I don't have an Alexa because I'm worried it's recording everything that I say, but I could listen through my phone. I don't have to do that.
Yeah, because your phone's not doing that.
No, totally, it's not. It's just only the Alexa that does it, not anything else.
So that's the same thing in your app store for you and for everyone else. In the app store, look for Mix 100 Denver. Don't forget the Denver.
Yeah, you got to put Denver in. Then you can listen anywhere.
And then it's free, and you can listen anywhere, anytime around the world.
Hooray!
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Sarah, you have a great day. You and Peanut, okay?
Thanks, you guys too.
Bye, Sarah.
All right, thank you for listening. Two more, Laura and Jennifer, who have been so kind to hold. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
There she is. What are you up to today?
What's your deal?
I train horses, so I'll be riding a lot of horses today.
You do, huh?
I do.
Have you ever done that thing like they do in Yellowstone where you actually, like, break the horse? Like, you get on them the first time and get bucked off?
It's dangerous.
Have you done that before?
I have. It's my least favorite thing to do, but I have done it.
Yeah,
seems
okay.
Really painful.
It seems, painful and dangerous, but you got to do it, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes if you do a lot of what we call groundwork and put a good foundation on, sometimes they don't go bucking off, and sometimes they just want to go bronking across the arena.
Hmm. Huh.
You never know what you're going to get until you get on it.
So the ones that buck, how many times do you have to go through that before, like, how long does it take to break them?
Not too long. I mean, it depends on, like, the breed. Sometimes there's a couple lines that are, like, more prone to bucking, and it'll take, like, 30 days. And other horses that are, like, lazy are, like, this is hard, and they're good after, like, two or three
runs. That's what I'd want. I'd want a lazy horse.
Okay. I don't know. There's something to be said about those spirited horses, right, Laura?
They're fun. There's never a dull moment with them, that's for sure.
I feel like their personality would be better. The ones who are like, I'm not letting you ride on. What are you talking about?
Get off of me. What's going on here?
And if you get those to like you, then they're going to be willing to do anything you want.
It's like a friend for life.
It's quite a bond. Exactly. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Are you teaching your horses how to answer questions by, like, clopping their foot or whatever? Like, can they do math?
I did just recently teach a horse how to toss her head yes and no. Like, how to nod and how to shake her head.
Look at me doing it. I'm doing it right here. Ooh,
that's
like I'm
fantastic.
A horse.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
What's their favorite treat?
My horse loves the Nutra... the Nature Valley honey and oat bars.
The granola bars? Yeah, the messy ones.
Is that okay for them to eat, I'm assuming, since you're giving it to the horse?
It's granola. It's grain.
In small portions. They have a lot of sugar, so, like, I can't give her, like, a whole box, but I can give her one every so often.
Do you want a granola bar? And he shakes his head. Yes, I do.
Nodding.
She hears what's that horse's and name? Immediately, like, stuck to me.
Yeah, what's that horse's name?
What's the horse's name?
Jupiter.
Jupiter! Oh, that's an awesome horse name.
That's fantastic.
What's that horse worth? How much? If I want to buy it.
She's a valuable. So I have several kids who ride this horse. Like, she does the Western Airs trick riding, and, like, people can hop on this horse and hang off of her at a dead run. And
how much can I buy her for?
What would the price tag be if you sold Jupiter?
If I sold Jupiter, probably like $25,000.
Hmm. Wow, that's a lot.
That's less than your damn camper that you bought, Jeremy.
How much for a lazy horse?
Well, I just bought one for $3,000. So.
And now we're talking. Uh-huh. Give me a $3,000 horse for the kids to play with. Now I'm in.
Yeah, but then you got your boarding that you got to pay
for.
Yeah,
and then I got to buy like a horse trailer and a new truck. Yeah, and
saddle and all that.
All of that.
Yeah.
They're magnificent animals. It's very cool. Jeremy, I live in like horse country where there's like horses all around my house. And I just find them to be beautiful, intelligent.
Quite majestic.
They are. They're just, I love having them around.
Yeah.
They're the best. They're my therapy.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and there's a lot of that horse therapy stuff that goes on, you know, places that, you know, take kids who have been traumatized by things and they, you know, they do the horse therapy. It's really cool stuff.
Very helpful.
So thank you for all you do, Laura, and thank you for listening and calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day. God, we have the best listeners, don't we?
People are doing some cool stuff out there, man.
Although Jennifer is bringing it home here, Jennifer could totally let us down.
You could totally ruin it, Jen.
No, I mean.
Oh no! Don't put the pressure on.
Oh, it's
I
too
just
late.
Did.
It's there.
It's right there. It's on your shoulders. It's like 10 tons right now, Jennifer.
This is it. What do you do, Jennifer?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
That's one of the hardest gigs ever.
How many do you have running around?
So I have three. They are 26, 16, and 10.
Which one's your favorite?
I can't say.
Yeah, but you have a favorite, right?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, sure you do.
Of course you do. All parents have a favorite. You just don't want to say which one. They're not all listening right now.
Well, my youngest one, who's 10, she asks me every day, who's your favorite, Mom? I'm your favorite, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you tell her no?
And I'll say, like, oh, you're my favorite 10-year-old, or you're my favorite.
Okay, well, that knocks her out, so out of the other two.
I feel like your favorite is probably the 26-year-old, because you can have wine with that one.
Yeah, but he went and moved away this year, so.
Yeah, but he'd still be your favorite.
He's off the good list.
He's off the good list.
It certainly cannot be the 16-year-old. I'm not going to believe that.
No favorites here.
Okay, we're not going to get it out of her.
We can't even talk to you, Jennifer. All right. Come on. You're losing all credibility.
What do you got going on today? Anything fun?
No, I'm taking care of my husband who fell and shattered his arm and dislocated his elbow.
Well, how the hell did he do that?
He tripped on a crack in the sidewalk.
And broke your mama's back?
Yep, really? Exactly.
That's
he
horrible.
He tripped on a crack and he shattered. What is it again? Give me the rundown again.
So he shattered the bones in his lower arm, the ulna, and then he dislocated the elbow. So he had like two elbows.
That sounds horrific and horrible and painful.
Did he cry?
Yep.
Oh.
No, but he did. When he stood up, he passed out. And, we had to call an ambulance.
And the pain and, the shock probably.
God.
Where did the fall occur?
Who are you suing?
It is at an elementary school in St. Vrain.
Oh, man. No, don't sue the school.
So, I know. That's why I said we can't sue the school. My kids go there.
Yeah, he was just clumsy.
That's right.
Probably had flip-flops on or something in the snow. And
what's the...
surgery. You want to hear the damage? He has 13 screws and a plate that is about 8 inches down his forearm. And the incision is probably 18 inches on the underside, and he's got like 25 staples.
He will never be the same, unfortunately, that's bad news. That's bad.
So
all from a little trip and fall.
He's going to have trouble at TSA going through the security line.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. But my son has he's had an injury where he had to have surgery and has a titanium screw, and my husband only has stainless steel. So he's not as expensive.
Yeah, you guys cheaped out on him, huh? What was the total cost of all that? Do you know all the hospital bills and everything?
No, we haven't got it because he just had surgery last Monday.
Oh, you'll be in the hundreds of thousands.
It's definitely six figures, yeah.
I am really sorry to hear that. That sounds really bad for him. What's the recovery time on that, did they say?
No, but it was so bad he got two surgeons, and he's excited because he wanted to be a robot in the future. He wants to live for like 100 years and just be implanted in a robot.
He's on his way, it sounds like.
That's right.
He's bionic now. That's great.
And, his name is Dion, so he wants to be known as Darth Dion.
I love this guy. Well, at least he has a good attitude about this.
Was it his left arm or right arm?
He does. Luckily, his left.
And he's right-handed?
Yeah.
Yep, he's right-handed. Okay. And he has a computer job, so it's not the end of the world for him.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Well, you know what? We learn a lot when we chat with our listeners. You did not disappoint, Jennifer. You held up your end. You did exceptionally well.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Thanks. You too.
See you later.
Bye. Wow.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, that'll
huh?
be easily six figures.
Yeah.
Right?
Poor guy.
Two surgeons?
Poor guy. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Man. Another fun edition of Rattle Off. You guys really made up for yesterday.